This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1586. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 13th, Albania, Antarctica, Austria, Bangladesh, Canada, Ethiopia, Finland, Germany, Goa, Guam, Hawaii, India, Iran, Kashmir, Christmas Island, Luxembourg, Mauritania, Mexico, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Oman, Poland, San Marino, Sri Lanka, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The following news came just a bit too late to include on last week's World of Radio. On October 6th, we heard from Drita Chicho of Radio Tirana Monitoring that they just resumed broadcasting on shortwave from the Shijak transmitter site, starting with the 1430 UT English broadcast to North America, October 6th on 13625. Since then, in the following week, we've heard most, but not all, Radio Tirana broadcasts. They've been on at least part of the time. The English ones are as follows. Monday through Saturday at 14:30 to 15 on 13625, 18:45 to 19 on 7520 and 13735, 20 to 20:30 on 7465 and 13735. Although they've kept announcing the frequency abandoned many months ago for that broadcast and the one at 18:45, which was 13640. Then on UT Tuesday through Sunday, 15 minutes at midnight 30 on 9860 and at 0145 on 7425. And the final two broadcasts for half an hour at 0230 and 330, also on 7425. On one occasion, we heard the midnight 30 on 7425 as well instead of 9860. I guess that was a mistake. Radio Tirana also plans to make some further changes for the B11 season, eliminating the 15-minute broadcasts and perhaps rescheduling some of the others, despite the one-hour shift following the end of daylight shifting. More about that in weeks to come. Anyhow, we're glad to hear Radio Tirana once again on shortwave. Lately, it seems that LRA 36 Antarctica has been on the air only briefly and on Thursdays only. We did hear it on October 6th for a few minutes at 12:44 when the carrier came on, but it was not heard on the previous or following Tuesday. According to the previous info, we heard that it might be on the air only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But keep checking 15476 and you might hear at least the carrier. It's unusual for Austria to be off frequency, but there it was, more than 5 kilohertz below empty 6155, says Luca Botto Fiora in Italy, bclnews.it, October 6th at 0546 on 6149.7, with classical music they're usually playing around this time, but with interference of Radio Havana Cuba on 6150. Jean-Michel Aubier in France measured it on 6149.4 variable from 0527 to sign off 0615 on October 6th. It was also a bit off 6155, 33 hertz high, says Wolfgang Büschel back on October 2nd at 0505. However, as of October 7th, Jean-Michel Aubier and Wolfgang Büschel found it back on the proper frequency, exactly 6155. If it should appear again around 6150, don't confuse it with Radio Bayrock in northern Cyprus. Ron Hart in California reports hearing Bangladesh Betar on 4750 and no trace of interference from Indonesia. October 11th at 13:58, but there's still interference from China also on that frequency. He was hearing bagpipe music and an ID at 14:05, programming presumably in Bengali. Also heard the next day, October 12th at 1323, again without interference from Makassar, Indonesia. The pirate, apparently, in Western Canada, Radio True North, is being widely heard. Edward Kusilik in Alberta reports it on AM 6924.66, October 9th from 0433 to off at 0502. They play a lot of music, including Video Kill the Radio Store. And they went off because another pirate came up on 6925. I was also hearing that collision briefly, although I didn't get an ID at that time. It seems that Radio True North moved to its alternate frequency, 6305, where I definitely heard it October 10th at 0507 with a variety of rock music. The live DJ gives time checks in UTC and mentioned that it was almost Canadian Thanksgiving Day, October 11th. On October 7th, Ethiopian satellite television, ESAT, issued a press release that they started regular shortwave broadcasts. They'd carried out some tests in September, but now the schedule is daily at 17 to 18 UT on 15370. The site is not specified, but we're speculating it's somewhere in Eastern Europe. Ivo Ivanov suggests Armenia or Moldova. We've checked several days for it, and the signal is quite weak here, barely detectable. While Western European signals, such as France on 15300, are coming in much better. Most, if not all, of the existing clandestine shortwave broadcasts to Ethiopia are jammed by what sounds like DRM transmitters, and we expect this will be as well. Anticipating that, ESAT says they're prepared to add more frequencies if necessary. They've already made lots of complaints about Ethiopia jamming their satellite television. Their website, which includes some audio of their recent broadcasts, is www.ethsat.com. In BCL News, Mauro Giroletti in Italy reports the Finnish time signal station on exactly 25 megahertz, known by the abbreviation MIKES, October 8th at 11:43 with bip-bip time signals. But even better, Terry Kruger in Florida has also heard it. It's run by the Center for Metrology and Accreditation in Espoo, Finland. He got it October 8th at 12:58 to 13:15 UT, along with David Crawford in Florida. They were very surprised to hear it and wondering if it's the first ever log of it in North America. Russian taxis on several 26 megahertz channels on FM were also being heard, prompting the check of 25 megahertz. It's listed as only 100 watts on AM, but he says it seems to be USB plus carrier or some variant of that. There are no voice announcements and apparently no IDs, just 1,000 cycle pulses and carrier shifts. Also, it's intended for local service only, and they plan a move to 2,500 kilohertz. Well, as long as WWV is not using 25,000, I suppose it may have a clear shot. Actually, 100 watts is plenty, as we hear lots of European hams now on the 12 and 10 meter bands. Wolfgang Büschel reminds us that the private station in the Netherlands, KBC, is now testing via Wertachtel Germany 6095, Saturdays and Sundays at 09 to 16 UT. See their website, www.kbcradio.eu. NDX India, Joe's Jacob reports that the All India Radio transmitter at Panaji, Goa, has sorted out their audio problems. Now it is heard with good quality audio, but only one of their 250 kilowatt shortwave transmitters is on the air. The other one is still off. Among the broadcasts on the schedule, there's one in English to Australia and New Zealand, 2045 to 2230 on 11715. So if you hear that one, you're listening to Goa, which you might like to consider a separate radio country based on its colonial history. The night frequency of AFN Guam 5765 USB maybe on the air, but I haven't heard it recently. Here are a couple of logs of the day frequency, 13362 USB. Gian Piero Bernardini in Italy heard it, October 7th at 0629, news at 0702, and also heard by Mauro Giroletti in Italy, October 9th at 0725. While you're in the 13s, you might look for a couple of other Pacific outlets. Volmet Flight Weather on 13282 USB, heard by Giampiero Bernardini, October 10th at 0622 and 0650 from Auckland, New Zealand, and the same frequency from Honolulu, Hawaii at 0625. Reporting to the DX India Group, Prithviraj Purkayashta in Assam was very happy to hear the irregular All India Radio Itanagar transmitter on 4990. It was on the air at 1715 UT October 9th with tabla and classical music. Terry Kruger in Florida and I in Oklahoma have been hearing another country on the 13-meter band, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on 21670. At 12:30 to 13:27, it's in Malay, although some sources say Indonesian, and parallel to a generally better signal on 17560. Replying to last week's report from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria about Radio Pakistan on 3975, this from Aslam Javed in Lahore. It is to clarify the frequency of 3975 is used by Radio Pakistan's subsidiary channel Azad Kashmir Radio, Trahel. English and Urdu news are relayed from Radio Pakistan directly by Azad Kashmir Radio. Some current affairs programs of Radio Pakistan National Broadcasting Service are also relayed by AKR Trahel on this frequency. The reason for finding different programs on 3975 and 11590 and 15265 at 1740 is that 3975 is used by Azad Kashmir Radio, Trahel, for its local programming, while 11590 and 15265 are the external service for Europe of Radio Pakistan. Lots of neat stuff to be heard on the wide open ham bands now on the higher frequencies, such as a de-expedition until October 26th at Kirisimas Island, which strangely enough is spelled K-I-R-I-T-I-M-A-T-I, also known as Christmas Island in the Pacific. I heard Tango 32 Charlie working a lot of stations on a contest October 9th at 2112 on 28485 USB. All the info about the de-expedition at www.t32c.com. There were reports in June of plans to close down the high-power medium-wave transmitter in Luxembourg on 1440 kHz. And now that's even more likely. Mike Barraclough has this news. A meeting was held October 3rd, the end of the permit for the Marnock site, with Luxembourg government ministers, local representatives, and CLT. It was confirmed that Marnock 1440 will close within 3 years. CLT will then convert the site into a data center, which will be environmentally friendly. A Luxembourg newspaper contacted the ministry as to whether the antennas could be relocated. Jeannot Berg, spokesman for the Department of Communications and Media, said there is no suitable site in Luxembourg. Not mentioned, but I wonder if they're also planning to close down the four 100 kilowatt FM frequencies at Marnach. It had been missing for many months, but now we have a report from Ed Vlodarsky in New Jersey, the NASA flash sheet, of Mauritania back on 4845, October 9th at 0630 in Arabic, with excellent reception during chatting. So we need to check that frequency again when it's unheard on 7245. Strangely enough, earlier on that same date, October 9th, I was hearing 7245 from Mauritania at 0452. The old two-frequency, one-transmitter schedule had them shifting from 4 to 7 megahertz around 0800, but it's highly irregular. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1586. Our website brings you much more information in the archive of DX Listening Digests at worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Rodney Scrivener in Pittston, Maine, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, in memory of Rocky. One may also contribute by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. On rare occasions, Radio Educación in Mexico City, 6185, leaves its transmitter on well past the normal sign-off around 1100 UT. Such was the case October 9th, when Terry Krueger in Florida was hearing it from 1353 until 1450, with classical-ish music and then Dixie by the same orchestra, an ID at 1400 and 1410. However, it seemed to be off when he checked later at 1505 and 1605. Another station, which sometimes forgets to turn off its transmitter, and it's even more beneficial for DX listeners, is the Cross Radio in Micronesia. In Cumbre DX, John Wilkins in Colorado says he was hearing it September 30th from 1240 past 1335 UT on 4755.47. Religious music interspersed with occasional inspirational messages. Ferret tune in, but poor by 1330. Ron Howard in California says Myanmar continues with their long-standing practice of switching transmitter sites during their evening broadcasts around 5985. October 7th, he was hearing the Yangon transmitter, the one off frequency on 5985.83, from 1432 until it went off at 1453. By the way, North Korean jamming against Shokase ended at 1436, 6 minutes after Shokase went off. But back to Myanmar, at 1453, they came up on their other transmitter on exactly 5985.0, which is at Myanmar's new capital city. Meanwhile, the 41-meter frequencies have been missing for some days, Ron says, both 7185 and .84 and 7200.02. It seems that transmission has been replaced by the new frequency on exactly 5835. Reported by Japanese DXers and S. Hasegawa between 11 and 15 UT on October 7th. Robin Harwood in Tasmania says it's obviously a shift from 7186.7. 5835 was also heard by Martin Roth in the Netherlands October 7th at 1612. Although there was a stronger signal from Radio Free Asia Korean on 5830. So on the next day, Ron Howard was looking for 5835 between 12 and 1420 on October 8th, but it was not to be heard. Although the 7 MHz frequencies were still missing on October 8th and 11th. An error at Hilversum or the Vatican Relay site allowed us to hear some English again from Radio Netherlands during the 05 UT hour. They used to be on the air to North America via Bonaire. This was 6125, October 11th, at 0538 past 0600. Yes, in English instead of scheduled Dutch, but they were playing music by the Ramon Valle Trio. Apparently he is a Cuban living in the Netherlands. This may explain why FRCN Kaduna, Nigeria had been missing from 6090. The Daily Trust reported, and quoted by the Media Network blog on October 12th, damage to the power-holding company's armored cable supplying electricity to the Kaduna station is the reason the station was off the air for about 7 days. The acting zonal director of the station said the damage to the cable is the reason. It's not that we are not operating completely. We reschedule our programs since we can't afford to buy diesel. You know how it is in Nigeria, so we're transmitting in the morning and go off and resume when we have some diesel we can afford. I'm still getting widely variable reception of Voice of Nigeria's 0500 English broadcast on 15120. Actually, it starts more than a quarter hour earlier with interval signal and sign-on procedures. Sometimes it's booming in, but always with hum or some modulation problem. Other times it's weak or inaudible. Voice of Nigeria may be testing in the DRM mode. Thanks to Alakesh Gupta, who forwarded a thread from the DRMRX.org forum. Digger in Switzerland reported seeing a VON label on 11770, the DRM transmission. This was October 11th, various times between 13 and 15 UT, quickly checked out by other DRM fans on that forum. It seems the label doesn't make it clear that it's Nigeria, but that must be what VON stands for. And we know the German amateur radio operator, also an engineer, has been back to the site making some tests. Later on October 12th, Terje in Switzerland was hearing book fair in Nigeria at 09:30. Here's a DX tip from Oklahoma. I'm close enough to Stillwater to tell that the 250-watt day timer on 780 KSPI leaves its carrier on all night. It makes a subaudible heterodyne with WBBM. You might be able to detect this further away. Here's another oddity, and I suppose it could happen again. On October 8th, Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing Oman on 15140.52. Instead of being on frequency, they were 520 hertz high all day long, mostly in Arabic from 1425 to sign off at 2201. Furthermore, their other frequency was offset by exactly the same amount later that evening, 15355.52, October 9th at 0240 in Arabic and English after 0300. But since then, they've been back on exact frequencies, 15140 and 15355. Thanks to our tip last week, Terry Kruger in Florida says he's made his first log of Pakistan forever, October 9th at 1701 on 15265 during World News in English, but mostly Paki-centric, and back into Urdu after 1710. Big changes are coming for the B-11 season from Polish Radio's Foreign Service. According to Babcock schedules, which have become available, Kai Ludwig says the only English broadcast will be on medium wave 1296 via Orfordness, UK, at 18 to 19 UT. The remaining shortwave broadcasts in other languages will be via Wolferton, UK, including a new service in Polish to Eastern North America at 22 to 23 UT on 7330. And this one only will also have a relay via Sackville on 15260. Here's another country you can hear on ham radio, but not shortwave broadcast, San Marino. I ran across Tango 77 Charlie, October 8th at 1450 on 24940 USB, working American stations. Myanmar may not be intruding in the 40-meter ham band, but Sri Lanka still is. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy reports SLBC October 6th at 0110 on 7189.75 with slow Asian songs. Also heard by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, 7189.745 in Hindi at 0104 October 12th. Robin Harwood in Tasmania also reports it around 1200 undermodulated, believed to be in Tamil. Making waves in the UK and beyond are reports that the BBC has decided to close down Radio 4 on long wave 198 kHz. That is, whenever the transmitter fails, as it's difficult to replace the tubes. Thanks to Chris Greenway for news about that from BBC Trust, and there's a lot more discussion of it in the new DX Listening Digest 11-41. As well as about plans of BBC to cut 2,000 jobs and how this will affect worldwide news gathering and the World Service. In WTFDA, someone named Paul on the Sussex coast of the UK reports a lot of F2DX logs from North America, South America, and the Middle East above 30 megahertz, including October 5th at 1609, Voice of America on 31160. That has to be the second harmonica of Botswana on 15580. The low-power narrowband FM relays of a few U.S. broadcast stations on 11 meters are also making it to Europe. Mauro Giroletti in Italy reports to PlayDX that he got KSCS Arlington, Texas on 25990 at 2000 UT sometime in October. Alessandro reminds him to look for the sister station on 25910 relaying WBAP Fort Worth. In Clearwater, Florida, Terry Kruger was getting the KOA Denver relay on 25950 October 9th at 1329 all day long at a fantastic local level checked at 1600, 1840, and 2145. Now that it's October, WWRB has activated 3195, simulcasting programming on 5051 in the evenings, including World of Radio, UT Friday at 0331. Not sure, but they may be phasing out the higher frequency as MUFs fall into the winter. But check both frequencies for World of Radio, 3195 and 5051. WWCR appears to have improved the signals and modulation of its spurs at plus and minus 15.6 kilohertz from 15825. October 8th, around 1500, they were at S9 plus 5 level and perfectly readable, while 15825 fundamental was 20 over 9. However, October 10th at 2009, instead of those spurs, I was hearing splatter from 15825 extending down to 15640 and up to 15870. And October 12th at 0115, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was hearing the pair of spurs, 15.6 kHz from 7520. From October 13th, FCC has required WTWW to shift from 12100 to 12105 in order to avoid interference to the BBC on 12095. Unfortunately, 12105 is already occupied by KSDA, and I even heard Firedrake jamming against its Chinese broadcasts on October 12th at 1352. SSB utilities can also produce spurs. I've been hearing WLO in Alabama, 17260, with marine weather at 14 UT, also with unstable frequency spurs around 17211 and 17309. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 11th. ANK indices no higher than 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 through November 7th. Solar flux mostly 125 through November 7th, dipping to 115 on October 16th and 17th. And that's World of Radio, number 1586. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.